any different word, I guess. He's just a no good.
Well, I don't know.
Okay. And if you're talking about a person that is the race that you and I belong to, and you're telling somebody about them, you want to say, well, he's not a colored person, you'd say he's
white.
Okay. And do you know of any insulting words that maybe the colored people might use to refer to people of our race?
Well, no, I don't.
Okay. If it's somebody, you know, a white person that maybe wouldn't work or is lazy or whatever, you might, they might refer to us as what? Nothing comes to your mind, just lazy and no good and so forth?
Yeah.
Okay. What about if somebody had something, let's say a fishing rod that he liked very much and his son carelessly broke it, you might say the man got awfully
upset or mad.
Okay, and if you've been working very hard all day, you might say, oh, I am really
tired.
Okay.
Or giving out.
Okay, how's that last one?
Giving out.
Okay. And if the school nurse sent a little boy home early because he became what at school?
Naughty.
No, I didn't ask that question well. I said more than I should have said. It's not that he was naughty. It's that he went to school feeling well, and then all of a sudden he didn't. And so that you
sick.
Okay, you might say she sent him home because he finished the sentence. He what?
He was sick.
Okay.
Would that be?
Okay, he was sick. If you're talking about this, the change from being sick to well, you might say all of a sudden he, how would you say
it? Was better?
No, when you're talking about the change, he was healthy. He was feeling good there in class. But all of a sudden he,
can't think of anything to say, but
was
sick.
Okay, that's fine. And if a person has a sick feeling right here, how would you say that? He feels sick?
In the stomach?
How's that?
He feels sick in the stomach,
okay.
Or abdomen.
Okay. And do you have a word for a noisy, prankish celebration immediately after a wedding? Okay. They say that they used to a long time ago maybe go to the new home and stand outside and make noise and so forth. Do you remember a word for something like that? Have you ever heard people talk about that?
Yes, I have.
But if you don't remember.
Serenading.
Okay. I think that's one of the words. Okay, and what do some people call a spook to frighten children with? They might say, you better be good or somebody will get you.
The boogeyman?
Okay. And if you were to meet a friend on December the 25th, what might you say is a greeting on that particular day?
Christmas Day.
Yes, ma'am.
Merry Christmas, all right.
Okay, anything else that you can think of besides Merry Christmas? Maybe a long time ago they might have said.